You are listening to WRUULP Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, online at WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul. It's Wednesday evening, 10 p.m. Thanks for joining us here on the Theme Stream Time Machine. We're going to set the dials on our Wayback Machine tonight for, oh, let's say, 50 years in the past. Here we go.
Growing pride of your brother.
Jack Bruce here on WRUU. Welcome again to another edition of the Theme Stream. We are way back 50 years ago in 1969 listening to some records that came out that year. And also, all these records were debut albums for the artist involved. And as a matter of fact, every song we'll hear tonight was the first track on side one of their debut album. So that was Jack Bruce, formerly of Cream, with Never Tell Your Mother She's Out from Songs for a Tailor, featuring some guitar work by a guy in another band who was wrapping up their long career, George Harrison. Before Jack Bruce, we heard High Tide from their first album, Sea Shanties, with the song Futilis Lament. Tony Hill writing, leading the group, playing guitar, but also featuring the violin of Simon House, who would go on to play with the Mighty Hawkwind and also record with David Bowie and Thomas Dolby and various others. And we start off with, of course, how could we not begin with The Stooges, the lead-off track from their first album, The Stooges. The song was 1969. Apologies to Iggy and the boys for some technical issues. You know, when we fire up that time machine and engage the tachyon drive, sometimes the chronotons get mixed up in the flux capacitor and they do something to CD player 2. So, but I'm sure you'll be hearing more from the Stooges in the future if you keep listening to this show. And we have a lot more music to get to tonight, so without further ado, we'll start our second set. This one goes in a different direction for sure, and starts out very quietly, but it does pick up the pace after a moment. These first tracks are from Poco.
It comes from the backwoods of meadows and memories, sunshine encastered in tarnished wheat rhymes that lingers so gently in rustic ears to the sound of the tide. It's a good morning and I'm feeling high. Hey, it's such a lovely day. Smile, a frown would be passé. I wanna play, oh, what a day. I got to dream. I can't find a reason to care. And it seems I hung all my thoughts in midair. Look over there, oh, stop and stare. It's a good morning and I'm feeling fine. What did you say? It's a wonderful day. A frown would just be passé. I wanna play, oh what a day. It's a good morning and I'm feeling fine.
pretty. Yeah, it's pretty. But to me it just meant true. I'm so sorry for being such a bore. Cause this rain, everything means nothing anymore. This bus is awful cold. We've gone so many miles. God, please help me go to sleep and forget him for a while. I know it's not his fault. I've known it all along. I was the one that trusted him. That's where I went wrong. This old road,
thank you.
Allman Brothers Band here on WRUU. This is the Theme Stream. Thanks for joining us. We are checking out some opening tracks from some debut albums that were released in the year 1969. Start off that set with Poco from Picking Up the Pieces. We heard Forward into What a Day. After that, The Flying Burrito Brothers. Graham Parsons, Chris Hillman wrote that one. That was Christine's tune, often known as Devil in Disguise, from the Gilded Palace of Sin. Johnny Winter gave us, the Poppy Family. How could I forget the Poppy Family? First track on their album, Which Way You Going, Billy? That was released in the United States in 1970, but in Canada in 69. That song was That's Where I Went Wrong, written by Terry Jacks, sung by his wife Susan. Johnny Winter, one of his compositions, leading off his first album, I'm Yours and I'm Hers. Ended up there with good old Allman Brothers from their first album. Had to fade that one out because it goes right into Not My Cross to Bear. But that's a great way to start their career. Don't Want You No More. That is a co-write by Spencer Davis, presumably the same Spencer Davis from the Spencer Davis Group. We have a lot more music to get to, so we're going to take a quick break and hear some important announcements, and we'll be right back with more music.
RUU 107.5 FM is a new and different listener-supported and all-volunteer community radio station for Savannah. Our diverse broadcast and web programming is supported by generous listeners who value our passion and spunk. We are independent of other media and receive no government or large corporate support. People like you are the largest and most important source of our funding. Go to WRUU.org to find out how you can make a one-time or monthly contribution. Thank you.
The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention will present the 5th annual Out of the Darkness Walk, raising awareness and funds to invest in new research, create educational programs, advocate for public policy, and support survivors of suicide loss. This event will take place on Saturday, September 21st at 9 a.m. at Lake Mayer Community Park in Savannah. For more information, call 404-275-3316.
Tomorrow morning on WRUU, start your day with classic and contemporary Americana music beginning at 5 o'clock. At 8, Savannah Lexicon brings you interviews about Savannah's society, politics, and culture. National and international news begins at 9 with background briefing and continues at 10 with Democracy Now! Our latest schedule is always at WRUU.org. Thanks for listening.
We are back on the Theme Stream. My name is Rob. I'll be your host for the rest of this hour. We do have a lot more music to squeeze in, but I do want to briefly mention, please tune in next week. I'm really excited about next week's show. I'm working on an interview with Ken Stringfellow, who is coming to town in 2 weeks' time, playing at Neighborhood Comics, a nice intimate venue. Should be a great show. If you don't know, Ken was one of the main forces behind the Posies and joined the reformed Big Star, contributed to albums by many, many people, including the Loud Family. And so I'm going to be featuring a lot of his music, his solo work, the Posies, etc., and we'll be airing an interview with him. So please tune in for that next Wednesday at 10 p.m. We've got one more set of 1969 debut tracks. I'm going to start off with one that's a little bit scary. This is Alice Cooper.
Thank you. that no man flies from this blue.
Oh, We're waiting for you. Come and join us now. We need you with us. Come and join us now. Darkness is creeping out. I can see the softness there where the sunshine is gliding in. Fill your mind with love. Find the world of future glory. You can meet yourself where the sour turns to sweet. Leave your ugly, selfish shell to melt in the glowing flames. Can you sense the change? See your eyes now, listen. We're waiting for you. Come and join us now. We want you with us. Paint your face all white to show the peace inside. Drift away while the saffron burns to the land where the rainbow ends. Can you sense the change? See your eyes in focus. We're waiting for you. Come and join us now. We need you with us. We're waiting for you. Come and join us now. We need you with us. Come and join us now. We want you with us. Come and join us now. We need you.
Reaching the snow in the days of the cold. spell of device. Now that you're gone, the summer's too long, and it seems like the end of my life. Trees of silver foam cast shadows soft in winter home. Swaying branches breaking sound, lonely forest trembling ground. Masquerading leaves of blue run circles round the morning dew. Patterns understood by you, reaching out beyond and beyond.
That is Yes here on WRUU, wrapping up our show of debut tracks from, or initial tracks from debut albums from the year 1969. That was Yes with Beyond and Before, a Chris Squire composition he brought from his previous band, Mabel Greer's Toy Shop. Before that, Genesis, from Genesis to Revelation, where the sour turns to sweet. I'd say that Yes won the prog rock battle on that one. Elton John with Empty Sky, long lead-off track, very adventurous from his first solo record. Didn't come out in America till several years later, around 74, I think, but released in England in 69, no less. The Meters with Sissy Strut. Kevin Ayers with Joy of a Toy continued. He was a member of the Soft Machine. Joy of a Toy was a song on the first Soft Machine album that he participated in, and started off with the brief but slightly disturbing Titanic Overture from Alice Cooper, getting sort of a residence vibe there back in 1969 from Alice and the guys. Thanks for joining us here on the Theme Stream. We'll be back next week. Please join us for our special Ken Stringfellow interview. And if you haven't gotten tickets yet, please go ahead and snap them up for his show October 2nd at Neighborhood Comics. Thanks again. Be with you next week. You have been listening to WRUULP Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM. Online at WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.